If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome. It's hour number two, hour two of our radio program. And Robert Saleh is salivating about acquiring the quarterback from the Green Bay Packers. The Jets coach had a lot to say. Does this pending Aaron Rodgers trade chatter say more about the Jets or more about Aaron Rodgers? Also, what is Robert Saleh looking to accomplish with this latest commentary praising the Jets organization for being in contention to get Rodgers? And why have the Jets and Packers been unable to complete the trade? What are they waiting for? We'll examine that as well right now in hour number two. Waiting for the other shoe to drop. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere. Audio blokes. As we know, the secret is in the sauce. Coast to coast, border to border and beyond. On the vast and ear-catchingly powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the smoker, the hot take smoker. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. We'll get back to the college basketball conversation coming up in a little bit. But our lead this hour coming from the Trading Post. NFL owners getting together for a powwow in the Valley of the Sun, waiting for the other shoe to drop as we count down to Aaron Rodgers being traded. Is it going to happen this week? Inquiring minds would like to know. Dot, dot, dot. But have you heard the latest? Perhaps not. Perhaps you were watching college basketball, living your life, enjoying your life on the weekends, not paying attention to any of the noise. Well, Robert Saleh, who's half man, half motivational speaker, the coach in New Jersey for the team that wears green, Robert Saleh took time to praise the progress the Jets suck, the Jets organization has made because Aaron Rodgers is willing to play for them. Yep. He's willing to play for them. 2 years ago, this is a quote, 2 years ago, Saleh said, when we first got there, I just thinking about where we were and how far we've come. Salah stated, to have a guy like him, meaning Rodgers, want to play for us is pretty cool and shows how far we've come, close quote. That quote comes from Robert Saleh. He gave it to the state-sponsored NFL Network, the Pravda news service of football in America. So let us discuss the question, does this Aaron Rodgers trade chatter say more about the Jets or more about Aaron Rodgers? And the arrow on this one is pointing towards Aaron Rodgers. Sorry, Robert Saleh. I've got foul, subway rat, and Hitchcockian. And we will combine all of these things together, and that will be the bedrock of this Maller monologue. So number one.
Number one.
This is not about the Jets. Aaron Rodgers has a limited amount of suitors. You can say that's not right. What's up with that? But that's the reality of the situation. I'll tell you why. Rodgers is behind in the count. He's got several strikes against him. He's fouled some balls off at this point. That's the problem. All right, so he's behind in the count. There's a lot of hearsay about Rodgers, this, that, and the other thing. But the strikes against him, what are they? I'll tell you. 39 years old, he'll turn 40 before the next postseason. Strike one. Strike two, passed his sell-by date, making tons of money. I'm a salary cap truther, but I'm in the minority. In the neighborhood of $60 million, so not fiscally responsible, Aaron Rodgers. That's strike two. And the pitch that he fouled off, that would be coming off a down season. Rodgers, with all that afterglow from those MVP awards, was 17th in quarterback rating in the NFL last season, 21st in completion percentage. Tua Tagovailoa, Jared Goff, and Mac Jones completed a higher percentage. Rodgers was tied for 24th in completion percentage with guys like Daniel Jones, who sucks. The Giants don't know that yet because they paid him. And also Mac Jones, keeping up with the Joneses. While Rodgers finished in the top 10 in interceptions, this is the Wall Street party foul. It is a foul. Don't try to catch a falling knife. Because if you try to catch it, chances are you're going to catch the blade and you're going to cut your hand. Get a big gusher of blood going everywhere. Now, page two. So what is Robert Saleh looking to accomplish with this quote when he said how great it is and praised the Jets organization for Rodgers wanting to play for the Jets? So what is he looking to accomplish with that comment? Well, it's rather obvious that Robert Saleh is looking to pat himself on the back is what he's doing. This is a self-congratulatory comment by Saleh. He's putting a feather in his hat, extolling the virtues of gangrene. He wants you to know, he wants me to know, he wants the world to know that the Jets are amazeballs. Oh my God, they're so good. Thanks to Robert Saleh and Joe Douglas, of course, rhapsodizing why the regime is so wonderful. Blah, 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 blah. Meanwhile, it is really chicken fertilizer is what it is. It's chicken fertilizer. It's puffery. The Jets have merely shown hot flashes. Nothing remarkable about going 7-10, which is what the Jets' record was last season. When you take three steps back and look out at the Serengeti and you look at the landscape here, the Jets have been acting this offseason like a cornered New York City subway rat. They are acting just like a subway rat, desperate to escape the situation, in this case, the doldrums. And so they have methodically recruited Rodgers. The reason this is more about Rodgers than it is the Jets is because Rodgers had, he didn't have options. The Jets, meanwhile, have bent over backward to help Rodgers out. The evidence is overwhelming. Follow the breadcrumbs. And so the Jets have taken up the plan, which we'd all love to have it, the friend and family plan, putting as many of number 12's buddies on the payroll, giving them gigs, hiring a Rodgers confidant in Nathaniel Hackett, who couldn't hack it in Denver, the failed Broncos head coach, signing another Rodgers soulmate in Alan Lazard away from Northern Wisconsin while working to add other bosom buddies like Odell Beckham. Friends and family of Rodgers get all the perks, all the goodies. So Robert Saleh's talking about how great it is. I would say how pathetic the Jets look that they're going over the top to recruit this guy. Now, final point. So why have we not reached a deal? Why have the Jets and the Packers been unable to get the deal done for Aaron Rodgers, get the trade done? So there's a couple of theories on this. We don't have insider information here, but we can certainly spitball, which is a lot more fun. Rodgers said earlier this month on a YouTube show, on a YouTube influencer, Pat McAfee show, that he intends to play for the Jets, but trade compensation is the only thing stopping him from landing in New York. Right now, they are at an impasse. They're like, what an impasse. Turning this into a Hitchcockian melodrama is what they're doing here. Dragging it out, doing the limbo. How low can you go? But there is no rush to complete the deal. Now, some have said it's going to happen this week. I'll believe it when it happens. There's a staring match, and you're trying to see who will flinch first. The talks have stalled since the Jets' bigwigs are either unwilling or unsure whether or not they want to trade a first-round pick, the number 13 overall pick in the late April draft from Kansas City, to rent Aaron Rodgers for maybe only one more year or possibly two. Now, I think the Jets are rather pathetic here, but you've already signed Hackett, who can't coach. You've signed Alan Lazard to suck up to Aaron Rodgers. You've got to complete the trade. Just give the first-round pick. Who the hell cares? Most of these picks do not work out as advertised anyway. F them picks. You'd rather take one championship, considering the highlights of the Jets championship with Joe Namath back in the day, that grainy reel-by-reel highlight thing that was like barely color television. That's the last time the Jets won, so you might as well go for it. Who cares? And if you get burned because you trade the 13th pick overall and it ends up turning out to be a great player in Green Bay, then who cares? All right, one season sitting at the grown-ups table is worth it at this particular point. When Rodgers retires, you'll figure it out. People say, it's not fair, it's a Band-Aid. Who cares? It's a good Band-Aid. And if you've ever cut yourself, a good Band-Aid goes a long way. That's a solid Band-Aid. This is the Ben Maller Show. If you would like to be part of the program, you can join us here. The lines are open at 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369, and also on Twitter, at Ben Maller. We'll get back to the calls. An NFL owner has said, no, I'm not doing what you want me to do. No, 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 no. Which NFL owner is it, and what is it all about? We will get to the bottom of that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cam Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Militia foot soldiers, we need your helping hand to gain new recruits by tagging and posting about the show on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and all social networks. You are the special ingredient needed to influence others to join our mysterious nocturnal platoon known as the Ben Maller Show. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Later this hour, we've got Maller to the third degree. And if you're with us for the full journey through the overnight, we've got the instant advice line next hour. The Maller Militia feud also scheduled for later on. We begin with an Aaron Rodgers themed monologue. The late night gear grinder writes in and says, I give you a B on the hour two monologue, big man. The only reason it is not an A is because I am sick of hearing about the diva from the Bay. Scale of 1 to 10, would you blame the down season on the lack of reliable receivers? So on the scale of 1 to 10, late night gear grinder, who is a diehard Minnesota, unbashed, apologist for Minnesota sports, I would say on the Aaron Rodgers scale of 1 to 10, receiver's fault, I'm going to go 3, and here's why. It's the quarterback. It's like the chicken and the egg argument. It's the quarterback that makes the receiver, not vice versa. Yefimi says, hey, Maller. He's in Chicago. A+ and 2 McChickens on the Maller monologue. The Frodgers think he is Kevin Costner in the movie For Love of the Game, where he reminisces about shagging groupies while pitching a perfect game. Okay, let's go to the phones, and we'll say hello to Andre, who's in the Commonwealth, teaching the youth of America. Hello, Andre. Welcome.
Hello, Ben. How's it going? Yes, teaching the youth of America how to take power naps. You got to take power naps in order to be part of the Maller Militia. But the lessons that we're going to have on Monday, Ben, and you alluded to it, okay? When you got a big ball game, deciding who goes to the Final Four and you're an official, which, by the way, I am. I referee high school and also some college basketball. Ben, okay, we got to let the players decide. We call it whistle discipline, Ben, okay? You don't step in, particularly the call in the Creighton game. I don't mind saying it. And by the way, let's make it clear that I'm an official and I support officials. But you know what? I also support, Ben, the conversation. We as officials are not above reproach, and we're not above having a conversation about what happened. So we're not going to have anything like this, you know, get in the long blue line or gray line or zebra line or whatever the case
may
be.
Well, what you're saying, Andre, is it has to be clear and obvious in the final part of a game. You're not going to call a foul where there was contact not affecting the shot in any way. You don't make that call.
100%, Ben. Yeah, we call that start, develop, finish, but to go a level beyond that, that official, he's what we call the trail official, and he's making a call. That call, when it goes to the basket, that's the lead's call. That'd be the referee on the baseline. And what we say is, in those instances, you only come in late, needed, and right. That's the only time as an out-of-zone official that you're going to make that call. And you can see he makes that call even before the lead, who, by the way, passed on that. The lead passed on the contact. So from a technical standpoint, it's not up to snuff. But then beyond that, shout out to Creighton, shout out to Coach McDermott and how they conducted themselves with class. I can't even begin to describe how furious I am. Do you know what it takes to put yourself in that spot if you're a Creighton to have an opportunity to go to a Final Four? You get to the freaking top of the mountain and you get bounced all the way down like you're freaking Sisyphus. Excuse me, like you're Sisyphus. You got to go all the way down because of a questionable call. It's unacceptable.
Well, but it's also, remember, I mean, Andre, that doesn't guarantee, because it was a chicken crap call, but it doesn't guarantee that Creighton would have won. It just, the game would have ended up likely going to overtime, and with the time on the clock and all that, would have ended in overtime, and then it's a toss-up in overtime. And the way Creighton was shooting the ball against San Diego State's defense, they very likely would have lost anyway, but you at least have an opportunity. You don't lose on that kind of crap.
Exactly. And in conclusion, as an official, you want to be invisible if possible, but you definitely want to allow the players to decide the game. It's not what we saw. It's not, I'm just hurting for the teams, you know. As an official, it doesn't end your career, but you know, we have to do a better job. Sisyphus, by the way, we're doing ancient history, Ben. You know, that guy in Greek mythology pushed the rock all the way up almost to the top of the hill, only to have it come all the way back to down to the bottom. That's where we are right now with the NCAA tournament. We'll just fix it in the Final Four. Thanks for taking the call.
All right, there goes the great Andre, fan favorite. I know Anthony and Anaheim's fired up to hear Andre calling the show again. He's jonesed up. This is going to be the hour of big-time calls, legends calling the show, like in Houston, Monotone Mark, who's up next. Hello, Monotone Mark, back-to-back and belly-to-belly, two of the legendary callers on the show. Hello, Monotone Mark.
Hey, what's going on? Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Oh, yeah, same crap, different toilet. What's going on?
Well, yeah, same thing. Same crap, different day. What do you want me to say?
Oh, going to be the new owner of the Coyotes. You know, you're the Jerry Jones of the NHL. Is that you're going to make it happen or what?
Well, I'm thinking about it. You know, I've made a lot of money, as you know, and talk radio, overnight guy makes the most money, so I am considering buying the Coyotes. Would you like to work for me, Monotone Mark?
Oh, man, it'll be a blast. I'll be honored. You know, we got to make this happen.
I could see you as my hype man. You'd be a good hype man.
Well, it sure does sound like it. Let's go. You run it with it or what?
You'd be willing to relocate, though. You'd have to move to Arizona.
Oh, I don't mind. That's great. I've been to Phoenix before.
Oh, you have? You enjoyed it? You liked your visit to the Valley of the Sun?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure did. It was a blast.
All right. There's a lot of ambient noise. What are you doing right now, Mark? What's going on in the background there?
Well, no, here at work, you know, just got my work done listening to the show.
Yeah. Okay. All right, you're just checking in. You just want to say hello. You want me to buy the hockey team, and I'll employ you as my hype man and my like cheerleader guy. You'll be very top, very important.
Oh yeah, no, without
all
a doubt.
All right, thank you. All right, hang up. It's going well, right? No, it's not going well. That was not good. No, you didn't enjoy that.
Ah, terrible call.
I bet you can get better. You want to hear this?
Sure.
Let's go to Minneapolis now. We might have to go caller free, depending on how this turns out. Let's say hello to Gunner in Minnesota. Hello, Gunner.
Hey, Ben. I'm calling to talk about the Wolves and your horrible Clippers. Your Clippers aren't going to make it that far this year, like the Wolves. They're past Warriors up and make the 16.
It's a hot take, Gunner. That's quite the take from you, Gunner.
Oh, come on. Yeah, man, the Wolves are better than
the Gunner, you only call up when the Timberwolves win. You don't call up when they lose. I've noticed that.
Well, they ain't going to lose no Timberwolves. I'll tell you that. They're going all the way.
Okay.
How far do you think the Clippers are going to get?
I'm not really worried about it. Thank you. All right, we'd like to alert all the affiliates down the line. Caller-free radio. The rest of the hour, caller-free radio. I'm done. I can't. That's it. I've reached my limit. So for the rest of the hour, we will not have a single crappy phone call. We have met our quota of crap. And so now it'll just be some wholesome sports talk. That's right, wholesome sports talk, the way it needed to be. And if you get upset with me on that, blame Gunner. And if you get upset with Gunner, monotone Matt, you can blame him. Or you can blame Andre if you want. Robin Vegas says if Andre thinks that was a bad call, then that I loved it, he said. To be fair, Andre would know what a bad call is because he makes three or four of them every week. Shots fired. Ferg Dog says, monotone Mark and Gunner back-to-back. How lucky are we? Yes. What a wonderful way to start out the new week. Yeah, I know you're fired up for that. I know. Got to try to keep your emotions in check. Got to keep your emotions in check. So an NFL owner has said, no, I am not doing that. But what is it? What is that all about? Also, we will have an update on the number one fantasy event of the football offseason. A bit that no one else has. And we have exclusive details that we will reveal coming up here shortly. You're going to hear it if you stay locked in. Otherwise, you're going to miss it. You're going to say, well, oh, crap, what did I miss? You're going to have to go back and download the podcast. It's a big pain in the ass. You'll find out. What the details are. We'll get to all that. But right now, let's get over to the sporting news desk and a man who cooked some food up in the microwave. I don't know what it was. I saw him walk by with a plate, though. Clearly not doing intermittent fasting. Eddie Garcia, right over there. The merman.
Just getting some celery sticks, some hummus.
Anyway, eat like a bird.
Carrots.
What's wrong with you?
Nothing but healthy for me. You know that.
That's right. It looked like chicken sandwiches to me, but I don't know.
No. You were
those burgers?
Did not see it correctly. No.
I wouldn't microwave a burger, though. That's not good.
Well, you can't burn your food in the microwave. You like burnt food, so.
You could. If you cook it long enough in the microwave, it could cause some problems. Dry out the chicken.
That doesn't sound very good.
No. How's those sandwiches, though? They look pretty good.
I don't know what you're talking about. Celery sticks were delicious.
I don't know celery came in that shape. I had no idea.
Do we have a Jay Scoop update, by the way?
He did send a photo out. He had landed. He can't fly into the Ukraine, but I'll tell you what I know. How about that? Well, we'll do that coming up.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
NFL owners meetings getting underway in Arizona. Lots of things to discuss, including possible rule changes, but it looks like the NFL will not be making roughing the passer reviewable. It has been talked about, but the competition committee says that, according to a report, reviewed more than 80 roughing the passer penalties from last year. Apparently there was 93 calls. They reviewed 80 of them. I don't know what happened to the other 13. But apparently the competition committee said that only 3 of them were questionable calls.
Hold on, I'm going to call. Hold on, sorry.
Yeah.
Bull crap.
There was
something in my lungs.
There was at least 3 in one weekend, for God's sakes. Are you kidding me? Only 3 of the 80 they reviewed were questionable.
They like to have control, and they don't want to go to replay. They don't want that. They like to influence certain. That's a big quality, roughing the pass.
It is. It's an important
changes
call.
Changes
yeah.
the field position, gives you a much easier chance to score.
I mean, look, if they don't want to make the rule change, okay, but don't try and sell me that bull crap. There's only 3 questionable.
Well, did you see
calls,
speaking of
bull crap,
did you see our buddy Dean Blandino got caught on a hot mic over the weekend?
Hot mic.
XFL game.
No, I didn't.
And he said one thing, and then when he thought the mic was off, I said, we screwed that up, and it was awkward. Good audio. I was not watching it live. Somebody sent me the clip. It's bouncing around social media, but yeah, it's fine. Did they really screw it up, or maybe they wanted that call to go the way it went? Inquiring minds would like to know. I always look forward to those owners' meetings. I cannot wait. The news will be flowing out all day long from the NFL owners' meetings. It is the Ben Maller Show as we continue on through the overnight hours. It is caller-free for the rest of the hour. because the calls have sucked so much. This portion of the Ben Maller Show brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. So I was asked by Eddie, what about Jay Scoop? Have you heard it at the end of last week? Our buddy Jay Scoop, a platinum-winning Benny Award winner. He has taken off. He flew out over the weekend, and he is going to the Ukraine. And Jay Scoop is going to help out as a former military man himself, served in the armed forces here in the States for a few years, and he felt that it was his calling to go there. We talked about it a little bit on the air. He had told me several months back that he was planning on doing this, and this, it meant a lot to him to go there to the Ukraine and help out. And so he is on his way. You can't fly into the Ukraine. There are no direct flights because there's a war going on there. He sent out some photos that he said here, I was not expecting to visit Slovakia, but here I am. And he sent some road signs, and I've not been there, but I don't know. I think, does the GPS work the same? I think I need the GPS because I don't think I can read the street signs very well there. They look a little confusing. Nice bridge, though. He sent out a photo of what appears to be a really nice bridge in Slovakia. And he may be listening, although he's likely jet-lagged if he is still in Slovakia, because it's 9:30 in the morning. We're doing this in real time, 9:30 in the morning in Slovakia. So
now, Ben, yes. I know that, you know, beggars can't be choosers, but mm-hmm. I was curious, because of his recent health issues,
yeah.
Are we sure that the Ukrainian army is going to take him?
Beggars can't be choosers, yeah. Eddie. I think all hands on deck. I don't know. I have no idea. But I think he's, I don't know that he's going to be on the front line of the war. I don't know. I don't know exactly what he's going to do. There's different jobs you can have in the military, sure. Obviously. But we'll find out. I'm sure hopefully he'll make it back in one piece, and he'll come back soon, and we'll find out what he did and all that. But our guy, Jay Scoop, on his way, he said he had to drive. I guess we can say this now. I think he said he was going to go from Warsaw. His plan was to drive in from Warsaw, which I don't know how long a drive that is to where he was going in the Ukraine. I don't have a map out, so I couldn't tell you, but I'm guessing it's pretty long, and it's some interesting country there, country that I will likely never see, but he's doing his thing. So an NFL owner, turn the page on that, an NFL owner has said, no, I'm not doing that, I am not. And that NFL owner, who else but Dan Snyder. Dateline now, Washington, D.C., where the Commandos, formerly known as the Redskins, Dan Snyder, owner of that team, declining to interview again with someone named Mary Jo White. Not Snow White, Mary Jo White. She's an attorney from what I read, and she has made multiple efforts to interview Dan Snyder, the NFL conducting a second investigation into the Washington football team and its culture of debauchery. That comes from the Washington Post, the Jeff Bezos-owned Washington Post that has weaponized a crew of writers to write smut about Dan Snyder, which is like like shooting fish in a barrel when you think about it. But the Post said that the investigation started after a former Commandos marketing manager and cheerleader said in February of last year that Dan Snyder harassed her at a team dinner, putting his hand on her thigh and pressing her towards his limo. Interesting. But they have been unable to meet with Dan Snyder. Some had already reported that Mike Florio got some erroneous information that there was a implied that a sale was pending, that the Commanders owner, Dan Snyder, and his wife had cleaned out their office and they were getting ready to sell the team. And that was over a week ago. Nothing has happened. And there is nothing on the agenda that is available to say that there's a sale that's about to happen. So it would indicate that the status quo is in place. The team was fined $10 million. Snyder was forced to give over day-to-day operations to his wife over the last investigation, which was conducted by a different attorney, someone named Beth Wilkinson. We don't really know who that is, but that was about the culture of wrongdoing and harassment that was in Washington, D.C., that goes on there. I think that's just required when you're in the Washington, D.C. area, right? Isn't that how they operate in Congress and on Capitol Hill? That's how those things go. I think it's something similar along those lines. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. Late Night Gear Grinder says, Eddie crunching on celery sticks while on the air would be better to listen to than the last three callers. Ice picks for my ears, please, says the Late Night Gear Grinder. Gunner, who thinks his call was good on social media, he says, I got to bash the Clippers because Ben's a fan. All right, well, you really showed me. It really showed me. Euphemia in Chicago says, unscreened callers would be fun, Ben. And here's that bomb from future Cub MVP Cody Bellinger. Yeah. Okay.
He's hitting 176.
He'd be hit a home run in a Cactus League game.
He was hitting 176.
Against the Royals. A bomb. Let's see how Cody does in the cold Chicago weather in April. Let's see how that goes. Yeah. Because I remember when he was with the Dodgers. Remember they played the Red Sox in the World Series, a little toasty in Boston. Cold toasty. And he was bundled up like he was at the North Pole. Like that whole Dodger team, when they got to Fenway and they were all wearing their parkas, you knew right then they were spooked. They were spooked by the weather. They were not prepared for the conditions. Which makes it all the more amazing that the Red Sox have gotten so many players from the Dodgers who can't handle playing in cold weather, which is A, every April in Boston at the beginning of the year, late March, early April. And then if you're good and you get to the playoffs, it's in the playoffs every year. It's like, yeah, you'll be fine in May, June, July, and August and in those months when the weather's all right. But down the line, it becomes a problem.
Enjoy Cody Bellinger. We got James Outman, baby, future rookie of the year.
Outman. There you go. Is that your favorite Dodger?
Yeah,
James
rookie
Outman
of the year.
There you go. They got what's his name? The ex-Diamondback, Peralta, right? They got him?
Yeah, he's solid.
He's all right. He reminds me of the other ex-Diamondback they picked up a couple of years ago. You hated him. What was his name?
A.J. Pollock.
A.J. Pollock. Where's he at? Is he anywhere? Is he out of baseball?
No, he's playing.
Is he?
Yeah. I forgot what team he's with.
Seattle, maybe?
I think it might be Seattle.
I want to say Seattle.
Mariners, yeah.
There you go. All right. Very good. That ends the A.J. Pollock talk. But it's better than taking a call, okay? A.J. Pollock talk is better than taking one of these phone calls. We have Maller to the third degree. That is straight ahead. This portion of the show brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. And we will have Maller to the third degree. Here's the Insta trivia. We'll go to hockey. Someone named Eric Comrie of the Buffalo Sabres. We're doing this for Andy, the comic book guy. Eric Comrie of the Sabres allowed 10 goals in his last game on March 9th. Over the weekend, he had a shutout. He's the first NHL goalie to allow 10 or more goals in one game and then record a shutout in his next game since blank. Again, Eric Comrie of the Sabres, he had allowed 10 goals in his game on March 9th. Over the weekend, he had a shutout, becoming the first NHL goalie to allow 10 or more goals in one game and then have a shutout in his very next game since blank. That is the Insta trivia. The answer. We'll get to it, and we will do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
You can listen to the Ben Maller Show how you want, when you want, with podcasting. Some P1s find themselves binge listening to classic episodes, while others like to space things out other way by subscribing to the free Ben Maller Show and Fifth Hour with Ben Maller podcast. You help this overnight dinghy stay afloat and annoy the executive kingpins who don't understand why you listen. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Got Maller to the third degree coming up momentarily. This portion of the show brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Insta trivia time. We go to hockey, where Eric Comrie of the Sabres allowed 10 goals in a game on March 9th. Over the weekend, he notched a shutout. That making him the first NHL goalie to allow 10 or more goals in one game and then have a shutout in his next game. First one to do it since blank. That is the question. What is the answer? Let's see. Does anyone in the Maller Militia know the answer? And we'll start out. Let's see here. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. A lot of good hockey knowledge here. Cowboy Killer says it has to be Lou Piniella. It's good hockey knowledge there. Oscar going with Christy Yamaguchi as his answer. Elton Brand, former Clipper and Bull, from Chris in Des Moines. The Iron Sheik, guessed by Rob in Vegas. Shakira from the Dixter parody account. Page down, page down. Can't read that on the air. Brian Finley, guessed by the Ferg Pog. Who else do we have? Professor Sub-Zero from Mason in Huntington Beach. Clint Malarchuk from Miguel Goldberg, guessed by multiple listeners. Arthur Urbe, guessed by Matt, the Warrior Raider A's fan. Eddie, do you have an answer, Eddie? Quickly, please.
Yes, it's Darren Poopa.
Is that correct? No! Oh, it's wrong. You're not a hockey guy, Eddie. The correct answer, how do you not know Don Simmons of the Toronto Maple Leafs in 1964? Bad hockey knowledge, Eddie.
Who?
You don't know the great Don Simmons?
What's wrong with
Don Solglo Simmons?
Maller. How about that?
Legend. To the third degree.
One of my heroes.
Is when Big Ben gets grilled.
All right, Kubaloo.
Knicks star Jalen Brunson told a reporter recently that he at one point was willing to sign with the Mavericks for roughly half of what the Knicks ended up paying him, but Dallas dragged their feet on negotiations. Ben, do you think the Mavs made the wrong choice by letting Brunson go?
See, I don't believe Jalen Brunson. This is an after-the-fact story. He's like, I'm the good guy, I'm the good cop, then Dallas is the bad cop, you should love me. If Brunson had his heart set on staying with the Mavericks, he would still be playing in Texas, right? The Knickerbockers, second thought I had, the Knickerbockers put in a full court press. They recruited Brunson for over a year through back channels to get him to New York. They paid him. They gave him $104 million. After taxes, it's not that much because it's New York, but he's also got ties there. I don't believe Brunson. I think he's full of crap. Next!
Ben, Broncos wide receiver Jerry Jeudy has had his name come up in trade rumors for weeks now. Earlier this morning, they were saying they wouldn't let him go for any more than or any less than a first or second round pick. Then this morning, Sean Payton said that they're not going to trade Jerry Jeudy or Cortland Sutton. Do you believe him?
I don't, because Sean Payton, it's easy to say that now, but if somebody gives you what you want, you'll trade him. And Jeudy is more likely to be traded than not. The Broncos can be patient for now. The big point of trades is the NFL draft. But he's inconsistent, and he's not one of Sean Payton's guys. So I'll believe it when September comes around and Judy's still on the team. Next!
An MLB insider recently said that negotiations with Shohei Ohtani are going to start at $500 million, and it's just a question of how high will it go.
Yeah,
Ben, what do you think Ohtani's contract will be?
How come people don't write that when my contract's up? That it's going Maller's contract's going to start at $500 million. Now, these things are always outrageous. There's only a finite amount of teams that will bid on Ohtani. He'll get around $500 million, but he's not going to get a billion. Let's stop that. How do we do, Koopaloop?
You pass this edition.
That is a winner. Put it on the board. Caller Free Radio. Woo! Wow! Wowzers!
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them?
Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.